The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
I first saw the desert when I was 12 years old, but I'd never seen anything like it. And I instantly was drawn to it for reasons I don't understand myself. I was lucky. In the 12th year I spent on this planet, I found the place I belong, my ground. And I've never left.
That's writer Charles Bowden. This week on the Nature Stories podcast, we hear about the personal oasis he's found in the desert. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. I'm Samantha Brown. The piece comes from Stories from the Heart of the Land, the public radio series about the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison.
The writer Charles Bowden calls the desert the inferno where the senses snap and burn and shatter and crumble to dust, blow away, and are no more. It's the land he loves.
There was a time in my life when the desert shifted from being a place I loved to being a place that kept me alive. I was covering homicides, rapes, child molestation. I was at murder scenes all the time. I would drive around my city where I was raised, and I saw a different geography. I'd go past a block or street and think, that's where the 7-year-old girl was eviscerated. I was living with ghouls here. And I would crack every 3 or 4 months. And I would literally just walk out of the paper and disappear for 1, 2, 3 weeks. And I would walk hundreds of miles in the desert. And that's when the desert changed for me. And what deserts do to everyone is diminish their scale. Mountains, people climb them and think they're extraordinary. But if you walk 50 miles into a desert and don't see a footprint, you get shorter each step. It finally puts you in your place. And so I went deeper into the desert in a sense. We would just move through the desert at night because the heat will kill you during the day. It could easily be 115, 120 degrees. It was often 30 miles between water holes. And so it's actually rather easy because you have no choice. You leave at dusk and you're going to walk 30 miles by dawn, or this going to be your last day on Earth. And I finally left the business because I realized at some level, I don't know the psychological terms, I was breaking down and disintegrating. Because I sat in that yard alone after being up for a week covering the abduction, rape, murder of a 7-year-old girl kidnapped at 3 in the afternoon from the sidewalk in front of her nice house. And when the case closed, I came home and I'd stopped and bought a half pint of whiskey, and I don't drink hard liquor, ever. And I sat out there sipping alone this whiskey, and I thought, my God, it's starting to rain. That's odd, I didn't hear anything. And I realized I was weeping. I thought, I gotta get out of this. I'm not gonna survive. So I walked in quick. And I went into the Catalina Mountains next to the city and spent roughly 6 months going in and out of the detox. I still can almost never talk of that stuff. Deserts, without any exception, reduce people. They're so vast, they just diminish your sense of self until finally, oddly enough, you disappear and finally know who you are.
Thank you.
Charles Bowden, in Tucson, Arizona, recorded by producer Jeff Rice.
That piece was produced for Atlantic Public Media's series, Stories from the Heart of the Land. The music was composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like more information on the series or the podcast, go to nature.org/stories. Join me next week to hear a portrait of river activists Ken Slight and Katie Lee. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.